Hi, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a member congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. We also have a divine service on Wednesdays at 1:30. Again, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, through our Lord and our Savior Jesus. Amen. How many of you like being told to be grateful or thankful? If I just said, hey, be thankful. How much you like that sort of command? I might just be looking at our decorations and thinking about Thanksgiving, because food is often on my mind, as you guys know. But I'm thinking about that little game that we would often play after Thanksgiving dinner that I think is pretty common. I suspect you guys have played this game as well. You know, where you go around the table, normally like maybe as people are enjoying the meal, or maybe as they're finishing the meal, getting ready to start dessert. And in my case, it's normally started by a grandmother who's like, okay, guys, now we're going to go around and everybody's going to say what they're thankful for. And you don't get any dessert until you tell me something that you're thankful for. You've got so much to be thankful for, you're going to tell me what it is, right? Now, maybe my grandmother was more aggressive than yours is or was. Grandmothers, be assertive, certainly. But you see what I mean. You know, normally kids are kind of sitting around the table like, gosh, okay, well, I guess I'm thankful for my brother, even though he's poking me with his fork, you know. Well, the turkey. I really like the turkey, even though it's pretty dry, frankly. Yeah? It feels kind of like this chore. Well, you got to be thankful. Well, you're supposed to express your gratitude. And there's so many reasons that you can come up with just looking around at the world to find not to be grateful, to find not to be thankful. You know, I got a turkey, but it's dry, like I said. And I have to say, this gospel lesson is a sort of perfect Sunday school lesson, because it lets us teach kids something that we want to teach them anyways, but we get to sort of lend Jesus credibility to it, you know? You guys get where I'm going with this? Every parent must teach their kids one of the most challenging things you got to do: to say thank you, right? Please and thank you. Every single time you're hounding them, did you say thank you? Did you go back and tell that person thank you? Yep, please, not getting any water until you say please. And this gospel lesson, because Jesus praises the gratitude, the thanksgiving of this Samaritan former leper, it provides a great Sunday school opportunity for us to do that, right? Like, it's not just your parents who want you to say thank you. It's not just your Sunday school teachers and your teachers and all those people. But in fact, actually, it's Jesus himself, so you better say thank you. And there's an element to that. Any of you out there who are laboring to teach children to say thank you, and any of you who are constantly being reminded that you're supposed to say thank you and you just still forget, it's a good thing to do. Just keep it up. The work is good. It's just hard. Keep at it. But there is much more to this lesson than simply, hey, everybody, make sure to be grateful because you have blessings. Here's the thing. Jesus comes across 10 lepers, guys with a terrible skin disease that could have been the end of them, probably would have been the end of them, was essentially socially the end of them. They couldn't associate with other people. They didn't want to communicate it to anyone else. This would have been painful, terrible disease to have, could have lost, you know, fingers and toes and stuff. Awful disease. And they see Jesus coming and they cry out to him, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And Jesus, this is a little odd, he doesn't really draw attention to himself. He doesn't even draw attention to the fact that he intends, apparently, to heal these 10 lepers. All at the very least that St. Luke records for us is that Jesus says to them, go and show yourselves to the priests. Go and show yourselves to the priests. He doesn't wave his arms around. He doesn't draw a bunch of attention. He doesn't start off as he has done recently when we were reading in Mark, son, your sins are forgiven. He doesn't draw attention to them in any particular way. He just says, go and show yourselves to the priests. This is different than elsewhere that he has done. You know, think about the feeding of the 4,000 and the 5,000. He at least raises the gifts, right, and gives thanks to them. He draws attention to the fact, like, hey, guys, look at this. Something's about to happen. And in this case, all he does is he sends these people away. And while they are going, as they went, they were cleansed. So it's maybe something like they're going to show themselves to the priest, just like Jesus said, and they're going to scratch, and then they're like, wait a second, actually, it's gone. Wow. Weird. Crazy. Amazing. And 9 of these guys decide to listen to Jesus. 9 of them say, wow, I'm healed, and Jesus said that I should show myself to the priest, so I guess that's what I'm going to do. And so they keep going. But one guy notices that he's healed and instead decides maybe listening to what Jesus said is not the right thing to do right here. In fact, I am overcome. I am overwhelmed. And so I'm going to go back to Jesus and express my thanks, express my gratitude. I'm going to say thank you. And we hear that he goes back praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. So the thing to recognize here is this guy knows who it is that has healed him. He doesn't just give thanks to any old body, but he turns around and gives thanks to God. He recognizes that by no one else than the hand of the creator of the universe, by no one else than the one that sustains all living things on this earth, even our very own existence. It is only by his hand that this healing has come. And he knows, therefore, that he met that creator in the person of Jesus, the one that he formerly knew as master, who he begged to have mercy on him, and now he has seen that mercy poured out on his very skin. And he goes back giving thanks to God in the person of Jesus and falls on his face at his Savior's feet, completely overwhelmed and overcome with gratitude. Now, I want to call your attention to something that I assume you're all already aware of, but I feel like I should say it anyways. And that is that all of you are, in fact, sitting in the same place as that man was. In the same way that all of those lepers were afflicted with leprosy, a disease that would claim their lives. All of you, and in fact all people, are afflicted with the leprosy of sin. In the same way that they were corrupted and condemned and doomed to die as a result of this disease, in the same way you are afflicted by sin. And yet, in the same way that those 10 lepers, called out to the Lord and said, Master, have mercy on us, so have you cried out to your Master, your Lord, your Savior, your God, and pleaded with him for forgiveness. Not just once, but time after time after time. And in the same way that he saw fit to heal those lepers, he has seen fit to heal you as well. Just as surely as he gave them new flesh on that day, he has given you new life. He has washed you in the waters of holy baptism that would clean even the dirtiest skin. He has countless times absolved you of your sins. He feeds you with his very own body and blood for the forgiveness of those sins, for the strengthening of your life in him. Time after time. So now I could stand here And I could remind you that these are unbelievable, innumerable, immeasurable, great, unfathomable blessings that he has rained upon you. And then I could do the parent thing, the Sunday school teacher thing, and say, hey, guys, and just so you know, it's not just coming from me, but Jesus says you should be thankful, right? Have a little gratitude. And it could get even worse than that, in fact, because I could call out many blessings over and above all those unbelievable ones that I just listed off for you, right? I could have you raise your hands if you've got a spouse. I could have you raise your hands if you got a new shirt that doesn't have a hole in it. I could have you, I could ask you, maybe this would be a dangerous one, if your seat is comfortable or not. Do you have a comfortable seat? Right? I could stand up here and wag my finger at you and tell all of you how thankful, how grateful you should be. And it wouldn't be wrong, but it would feel a little bit like a grandmother, you know, twisting your arm into gratitude so that you can have some pie. But I think there's a better way to go about this, right? That's probably, well, just better for all of us. And that is to recognize that all 10 lepers were healed. All of them received the same blessing that was unbelievable. But the one leper that came back and fell on his face at his Savior's feet was given an additional blessing. And that was the gift of gratitude. You guys have felt grateful for things. I know this. You know what it feels like. It feels like your hands are empty and someone else has filled them. It feels like something has just come your way that you in no way contributed to, and you are floored by the fact that it did. And it's accompanied oftentimes, as we could even see in the life of this former leper, by joy and thanksgiving and praises and this desire to exalt the one who has exalted you. But here's the thing about gratitude. Really? I don't think I can twist your arm into having it. I don't think anybody can. I think it's a gift. But if you say, well, okay, I'll give thanks so I can have a piece of pie, that just doesn't work because in the back of your head, you're still thinking that turkey was a little dry. So when gratitude comes your way, recognize that it itself is a blessing and a gift from our Lord. And you'll be given to have gratitude for all the blessings that you have in your life. It's going to happen one way or another. But the reality is you're not always given to appreciate the things that you have when you have them. Sometimes you appreciate your spouse at the beginning of your marriage. Sometimes you appreciate them in the middle, sometimes at the end, and other times you maybe don't actually appreciate them until they're gone. Maybe you relish your youth and your strength while you've got it. Or maybe you only recognize in hindsight what a blessing it was. And there's no doubt that the gift of life works just this way. That it's easy to take for granted all the things that we have, even the very breath that we draw in. But sometimes you might not appreciate it until it starts to slip away. So, brothers and sisters, my prayer for you this morning and every day would not just be that you would know the blessings that you have, would not just be that you would receive the bounty that our Lord has for you, but that he would bless you also with the great and unbelievable gift of gratitude and thankfulness for all that he has bestowed on you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
I hope you enjoyed this brief sample of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at www.oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2183. Thanks again for listening, and God bless you.